is Judith Christy McAllister, encouraging us to bless the Lord. But you notice how personal this is? She's taking this from one of the songs that King David, who was also a prophet, wrote, where he encouraged his own soul to bless the Lord. I tell you, when we really connect with our Father, when we really connect with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when we really connect with the Spirit of God, it can really have an impact on the way we think about any number of issues, including how we handle justice. We're still taking a look at grace and justice, and what I'm sharing with you now may sound a bit like grace, but the focus really is justice. We're talking about provisions for the poor, the oppressed, the needy. And notice this biblical perspective on the treatment of the oppressed, the poor, the needy. Helping the needy means setting them back on their feet, giving a home, leading to prosperity, as well as restoration, and ending the oppression. Now, just in case, and we're sharing that with you, courtesy of Holman's Bible Dictionary. Now listen to this. I want to read a passage of Scripture, Psalm 68. And let's read verses 5 through 10. Psalm 68, those of you who are able to read along with us, of course, we want it to be, you know, we want you to be safe, safe, safe. That's first and foremost. So those of you who are able to read along, again, Psalm 68, verses 5 through 10. A father to the fatherless. Let's go ahead and start at verse 4 so it can be firmly established. We are referring to God here. Sing to God. Sing praise to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. Now, verse 5, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you went out before your people, O God, when you marched through the wasteland, the earth shook, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers. Now notice what's happening here. We're talking about the heavens pouring down rain, abundant showers coming. And of course we know that when the rains come, when the showers come, the direct beneficiary is the land. But you know what I always tell you? Let's keep reading. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Still referring to the land there. Yes, describing the land as weary. Now verse 10. Your people settled in it. And from your bounty, O God, you provided for the poor. From his bounty, the Lord God provided for the poor. That really gives us a very good sense of how God, who created, who was responsible for the very existence of all people, no matter how rich, no matter how poor, who is responsible for all people, feels about the poor, the oppressed, the needy. He wants their situation turned around for the better. We who say that we love God should have that same desire. That same desire. Thorough justice can be socially disruptive. In the Jubilee year, as some receive back lands, others lose recently acquired additional land. The advantage to some is a disadvantage to others. One may have had much more than he or she needed. Someone fell on hard times, and the one who had more than he or she really needed was able to get even more from those who were struggling. But in the year Jubilee, it may have been the year prior, Jubilee every 50 years. It may have been in the 49th year that things were just so tough for the person who was struggling that they had to give up their land in order to keep surviving. But in the year 50, the year Jubilee, all that land had to be turned back over to the ones who originally owned it, because God did not want any of his people. He did not want any of his people struggling. Sure didn't want them perishing. So he put Jubilee together. And so some people were gaining back what was originally theirs. Some were losing what was not originally theirs. In the act of restoration, those who were victims of justice receive benefits, while their exploiters are punished. Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 2. You know, God really made this kind of simple. If we would just go by his rules for right and wrong. God does punish people too. Now I'm telling you, listen to this. The Lord, we're in, again, 1 Samuel chapter 2, beginning at verse 7. Well, no, let's begin at verse 6. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. Now, a lot of people would make the mistake of listening to what may be considered the positive side of this, of these verses, and say, well, yeah, the Lord does that. And they'll listen to what may be considered the negative side of these verses and say, nope, the Lord doesn't do that. I want to share with you that one of the greatest services we can render ourselves is to believe all of God's word and not just decide that we as human beings, being as great as we are going to pick and choose and decide which part is true and which part is not true, which is acceptable and which part is not acceptable. No, when God says the Lord brings death and makes alive, he means he does both. He brings down to the grave and raises up. What do you mean raises up? Someone may be sick almost to death, literally, and God can heal them and raise them up off that sick bed, restoring their bodies fully. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. We need to believe that. This is a word that is inspired by the Spirit of God. And if he says the Lord sends poverty and wealth, he knows what he's talking about. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. Has them inherit. Listen now, he raises the poor. He's still talking about the poor in verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He's talking about dust and ash heap. He's giving us a very clear indication of the fact that these people were super poor. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world, He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. That's speaking of punishment. God rewarding his faithful saints, God punishing the unfaithful or the faithless wicked. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered, no matter how strong they are. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king. And exalt the horn of his anointed. Justice. It is just for God to punish the wicked. And it is just for God to positively reward the faithful saints.